Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Missy.
And this is Everything I Learned From Movies,
mini episode.
Yeah, and tonight.
Oh,
we are doing a Mountain Duel doppelganger. In honor of Doppelganger December we're doing or whatever. Mountain Dew, of course, you know. Yeah. Being a proud sponsor of Everything I Learned From Movies.
Oh, Jesus, I wish.
they decided to release a doppelganger of their own with their new Game Fuel selections. Let's see here.
Woo! We didn't even know these were coming out, and we're on the mailing list.
Yep. Mountain Dew Game Fuel Citrus Cherry with a blast of citrus cherry flavor and other natural flavors.
Oh!
And Mountain Dew Game Fuel Mystic Punch with a blast of fruit punch flavor and other natural flavors.
So the citrus cherry is the color of hot lava, and it's sort of opaque. You can't see through it.
Yeah.
The
it's brought to you by Halo Infinite.
There
on
we
Xbox.
Go. And then the Mystic Punch is sort of a see-through purple. It's sort of like if you mix some Liberty Brew with or some Voltage with like a Code Red.
There you go. And that's brought to you by Diablo 4 for the Xbox, apparently.
All right.
Hey, we could unlearn points. I guess Xbox has points. Cool.
If anybody has an Xbox and wants points, hit us up.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, I'm on top.
Ah, his top.
Nice. Sorry,
just a little bit.
The pool.
Wow, this smells like... That's enough. This smells like Pepto... Or like a... Robitussin.
Yeah.
Oh... Oh, God, it smells like Robitussin.
But is it cherry Robitussin? Let's find out. Went for the sip. Wow.
It's not nearly as offensive as it smells.
Yeah, it still definitely has a little cherry Robitussin. No. Yeah, it's cherry flavor, but I don't think cherry and orange.
It's like cherry and orange. Are you red? Like it's almost an orangey color in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that orangish kind of red.
Yeah,
but
see?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, like cherry and orange. There we go. It's a Game Fuel. Well, citrus cherry. There we go. That makes sense. Mm.
That's not nearly as offensive as it smells. It smells awful.
It smells like hell.
Ugh. It smells like nightmares. It's nightmare fuel.
Babe, speaking of hell.
Yeah.
Diablo 4 edition. All right, guys. No idea how much of that actually recorded. So, next up.
Hey.
We have Mountain Dew Game Fuel Mystic Punch. And my top.
Oh, his top.
Nice. And the poor. There you go.
Excellent. It is purple and fizzy.
Purple and so fizzy.
It kind of smells the same, like Robitussin.
Yeah, guys, earlier today I did Homebrew Ta, the Utah State Homebrew Competition. I can't tell any difference so far on the smell. But it doesn't matter because you know, guys probably aren't hearing this anyway. Because it's freezing up off and on. So whatever. And we sip.
And the sip actually kind of tastes the same too. Like just a little bit grapier.
Yeah. Like grape and orange maybe?
Yeah.
But whatever. But the game fuels and like the Caribbean punches and stuff, like the only difference really is like they all have that bubblegum kind of flavor.
Yeah.
Like just the weird mouthfeel or whatever. I don't know. That seems to be the difference with them, but eh, you know, it's sugar, it's good. Apparently there's caffeine in it. I don't know. I have no idea if this is recording or not. I assume so, but there's also about 30 seconds of dead air in the last minute and a half, so cool. Anyway, want to do some chips too?
I was like, do you want to do it, or do you want to like shut it down and restart it and see if it...
All right, guys, we're not entirely sure how much of that you heard. I guess basically with the Mountain Duels, I don't know how much of that you guys heard. No idea. With the Game Fuels, citrus cherry tastes like citrus and cherry with a little bit of bubblegum in there. And Mystic Punch.
It smells like Robitussin.
Yeah. And Mystic Punch kind of tastes like grape with citrus and a little bit of Robitussin or bubblegum or some shit in there. Yeah, so meh.
Meh.
But. My lovely life went to the local Asian market, the Ocean Mart.
I did.
And we got some chips of odd flavors. Woo! Just randomly pick and pull one.
Randomly pick and pull. All
right, this first one. Sweet basil. I think it's in Thai or something though. Like there's Sanskrit all over this shit. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet basil chips. Lay's sweet basil?
Thailand.
Hey.
Product of Thailand.
There we go.
All right, sweet basil. And the pop?
And if you're...
Jesus Christ!
And if you're hearing the microphone be bunk repeatedly, it's because we have a large fucking dog that's very interested in sweet basil. I should do like one of these things, yeah? Like one of those, the bottom's gonna blow out before anything else?
Probably. I don't know what else could happen. You want me to get some scissors?
I guess.
Apparently these are sealed.
They have to be. The last in Thailand, home of the Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Coke on that.
Scissors!
Woo!
Everything.
Super protective pouch.
Super protective.
Oh, alrighty. Taking the scissors and my top. Ah, that was underwhelming.
For as tightly as that was sealed, I really thought that was gonna pop.
All right. Oh, there we go. Keep those around for later. Mm. Dog can chew on them. And here you go, my love. Looks like it's Lay's Ruffle at the ridges or whatever.
It is. Ooh, it smells like basil.
Hey,
and like chicken stock.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Yeah. Yeah, chicken stock definitely is kind of the base for it.
Yeah, there's like a roasty. These are really good. There's a little bite to it.
Mmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
Yeah, aftertaste has like a little spice. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, there's like a roasted chicken flavor. Like some onion, maybe.
Goddamn, that's good. Yeah, sweet basil.
Yeah.
Some Thai chips. Mmm. What else we got? Looks like from maybe Korea? Or no, I guess it's still Thailand. Oh, okay.
Still Thai.
Yeah, it's a 2-in-1 Sangjok and Shiokchik. No, okay, let's see what it says on the back here. Grilled prawn and seafood sauce flavor.
Woohoo! Yes, there's two flavors in that bag.
Yeah, and my top. There we go.
Oh, this top.
Oh, my top's breathing. All right. Mixed together. Oh, no, looks like they have two different colors of chips in there.
Smells tangy. Let's see. There's a green one.
Okay.
There's a green one.
And by green, it's like golden, but with the green flavoring or something.
Yeah, it kind of looks like when they cook a green potato.
Yeah.
And a golden one. These also have the ridges.
Ooh.
You want to start green or gold?
Let's go green.
Maybe that's a seafood sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Like a little fish stock kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of got a kelp taste to it.
Yeah, a little seaweed. Hmm. Well, chase it with the gold for them prawns. Hmm. A little barbecue.
Maybe this was fish stock. Maybe the other one was prom. Yeah, it was just kind of barbecue-y.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking the seafood sauce is... And then this is like barbecued prawn.
Mm, like okay. That
kind of a
yeah.
thing going
okay,
on.
I'm getting a little of the fish chip, the shrimp yeah. chip flavor. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, not bad at all.
I'd eat that one too.
Oh, and next up. Looks like we're still sticking in Thailand. We have hot chili squid. All right. And matop.
Oh, his top.
What's up with scissors?
Right. These might all be Thai. I think these are all Thai.
Oh, wow. All right. Thai and Mountain Dew. There we go. And here you go, my dog.
There's a very happy potato on the back.
Yeah, joy.
Ooh, it smells spicy.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, I mean, yeah, was it hot chili squid?
Let's hot say. Chili squid. Let's do it.
Mmm. Kind of tastes like that fish stock from the other one.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like the shrimp chips with like some like roasty.
Yeah.
The heat comes afterwards. It's very subtle.
Yeah, I even think like the grilled prawn or whatever from the other one was actually a little spicier. Even, mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. So yeah, in the after it starts tingling a little bit, but yeah, not unpleasant.
Not bad at all.
Mmm. Hot chili squid.
Next up, we have nori seaweed with pictures of sushi on the front. Sushi!
Oh, sushi, that's you!
Sushi's a good boy!
And my top.
Oh, his top.
Let's see if these taste like the pod dog.
We should see if the pod dog wants one.
Oh, pod dog, would you...
All right, these are not ruffled.
Oh, yeah.
These are the smooth ones. Smooth I ways. See the shredded seaweed on it.
Do we want
to... Yeah, give one to a pod right. dog.
Here you go, buddy. You want to try one of these? He's giving a sniffs. He's put it in his mouth. And he dropped it.
He all is right. not a cannibal.
Sushi, no, eat sushi.
Oh, he's going for it now. Mm-mm. He's a good boy.
Okay,
I know, this is a cat. You know what? I'm going to kick these cats out. These cats cause trouble. All right, maybe now the sushi will eat his sushi chip. You want the chip? Do you want it? Good boy.
Well, he's chewing on it at least. But
nah.
He may have just dropped it. Okay, cool.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, these ones, not very a lot mild. To them. Yeah, very mild. Yeah, just
it's
kind of the seaweed saltiness, but...
It's sort of like if you just sprinkled some seaweed on some plain Lays.
Plain Lays, yeah. All right. Hey, buddy. Want you
next, we have Ming Kem Krab Ross.
Okay.
Ming Kem Krab Ross flavor.
Yeah. Looks like little shrimps and peanuts and lime and onions and like a little, like probably mint leaves or something. Like it's just like a little platter or something. Ming Kam Krab Ross. Famous painter of Thailand.
How do we spell it?
M-I-E-N-G.
All right, Ming Kam...
Krab. R-O-S.
Ross, there we go. It is... Cilantro Heavy Salsa.
Oh, okay, yeah, that
with
makes
lime.
Sense.
With a lime.
Ming
Kam is an Asian snack from Thailand and Laos. Okay. Yeah, it's just, it looks like it's sort of a...
Thai salsa?
It's a, like a, you add what
oh,
you
like
want
a
to a...
appetizer kind of thing.
Yeah, you add yeah, it yeah. to a leaf.
Oh! Yeah, like the make your own wrap, kind or mm-hmm. like make your own spring roll kind of situation.
Yeah, food wrapped in leaves.
Okay. All right, well, mutt up.
Oh, that's tough. Apparently you wrap them in chap... Fulu leaves.
Oh! All hail Chop Fulu, destroyer of worlds.
The main ingredients are shallots, bird's eye chili peppers, ginger, garlic, lime, coconut,
and potato.
Peanuts or cashews, and small shrimps.
Alright, well. Alright.
Doesn't have a very much smell.
Hmm, not bad.
Mmm.
Yeah, it's definitely like a nice mix of.
It tastes like Thai
all
food.
That stuff. Yeah, yeah. It just kind of. Yeah. Seems like Thai spices on a potato chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little sweet, a little spicy, a little. Yeah, damn.
Yeah. That's real fucking good.
Yeah, he's like garlic and onion, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
The cilantro.
Yeah, yeah, cilantro, definitely. Yeah.
I'm gonna have a second one of those. That's good.
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, not bad at all. Bean cam carapras. And what, one more?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do we say for
last? Last, but not least, extra barbecue.
Extra barbecue. And my top.
Oh, his top. Nice.
Oh, back to the ridges for this one. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, ooh.
One and a half. Boom.
Smells smoky and a little sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back to that like roasted chicken broth flavor with some smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, like a barbecue chicken kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
And a little bit of heat, just a little bit of heat on the back end.
Mmm. Start kicking in as I took the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
That's real good.
And goddamn, babe.
I'd eat all of those again.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that wasn't like, it really goes like the nori seaweed, but it's still just nice, solid potato chip with a little,
yeah,
a little subtle hint of saltiness, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not bad at all. Thank you, babe. And sorry for all the chewing noises and whatnot, but hey, you know what you're getting with the Mountain Duel, babe. You gotta really drag it on there for the ASMR or whatever.
Yeah, here, let me get some ASMR up in here.
So fucking hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess that's our mini episode.
Babe, get your Thai chips.
Yeah, get some Thai chips at your local Asian market. Why not? Babe, are you on social media at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. It's like a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Yeah, find me everywhere. Steve, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me, definitely pimping Untidy Venus at Woo! Juniper Market in Farmington,
yeah!
Utah. Yeah, guys, hit her up direct at Untidy Venus. Get some discounts on some great, unique gifts for all your fam and friends. And, of course, you can find us on all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned From Movies. Or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon at EILF Movies. That's
Everything I Learned From Movies.
And yeah, currently throughout December, we're doing Doppelganger December.
Yeah!
You know, those movies you get confused because they basically are the same movie released around the same time and in a lot of cases the same poster.
What?
Yeah, we're talking about them. It's going to be great. I know most of them are like 87 to 89 and then 99 and 2000.
What?
Yeah, weird. Anyway, but yeah, so and then starting next year, 2024, oh guys, it's going to get fun. So yeah, follow us on all the... all the Twitters, the X's, the whatever, the Instas, all the fuck Instagram. and yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned From Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
What's going on in the Congo? Things look pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money.
Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamonds are here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Eat, want, drink, drink.
Who's got them? Tell me!
You're in better hands than you should be.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of Meta-Human Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first six issues in a collected hardcover volume one. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of Meta Human Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.